News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:06 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now on FMTalk1065.com, the three big things. Unfortunately, the toll, the number of deaths keep rising following Hurricane Michael's landfall last week. Varying numbers across different news stations. I've seen 26 from the Associated Press. CNN reporting the storm has killed now 29 people across four southern U.S. states. Six people have died in Virginia, three in North Carolina, one in Georgia. But in Florida, that's the state that's been hit the hardest. Yesterday, that number rose to 19 in the state of Florida, with a dozen victims from Bay County. That's where Mexico Beach is located. The county has tied the 12 deaths to, of course, Hurricane Michael, which was up from the four reported deaths on Monday. So that number continues to rise, unfortunately, and we'll keep you updated as rescue crews continue to work through the rubble left over from Hurricane Michael. Also on our three big things, speaking of Hurricane Michael, we're going to keep this up through the remainder of the week, how to help, a guide on how to help with Hurricane Michael relief. This is a list from our TV news partners at WKRG. It's a great list. Tells you, no matter where you're located in our listening area, how you can go help. I know today at Nexus Cinema Dining here in Mobile, it's on 7070 Bruns Drive, if you're putting it into the GPS, right off of Grelot Road and Cody Road in West Mobile, behind a shooting range. You'll see Nexus Cinema Dining. Today, the final day where you can take non-perishable items to Nexus Cinema Dining. They'll be there, I believe, until 5 p.m. this afternoon. This is the last day you can take goods there, and they will deliver those to the areas affected from the storm. Yeah, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. today, the final day you can drop off at Nexus Cinema Dining. If you're across the bay, City of Daphne, they're taking Hurricane Relief Supplies at any City of Daphne fire station. But that entire list is linked through on our website, fmtalk1065.com. And the third big thing, we'll talk about this when we talk with Jeff Poor coming up at 8 o'clock. He's from Lanyap and Breitbart. Trump warns Honduras over the migrant caravan that's now in Guatemala. We have plenty to talk about with Jeff coming up in the third hour of Mobile Mornings, including the midterm elections, which are getting awfully close, coming up on November the 6th. Lots to talk about with Jeff, and we'll get into that later. Right now, it's time to check the ride in with Kane and traffic, and then after that, Dr. Bill has your weather forecast for the remainder of the week.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department working in action off Airport and Montlamar, moving out into a parking lot. Also, Demetropolis and Government, both those are going to be without injuries. As state troopers have got the radar, northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, a good ride across the Bayway, but where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect is where we're going to find the thickest fog this morning. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
10 minutes after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Last night, no winner in the $654 million Mega Millions jackpot. Not hard to believe, though. The odds of winning that last night were 302.5 million to 1. So actually, you're 258 times more likely to be struck by lightning this year than anyone was of winning the Mega Millions jackpot last night. So there was no winner. But that means that there's more money in the pot now. Now the Mega Millions is up to $868 million. That means it's the second largest lottery grand prize in U.S. history and the largest ever Mega Millions reward. The next drawing is going to be on Friday, so that number might even reach a billion by then. But tonight, there's another drawing, the Powerball lottery tonight, and that one, not near as good as the Mega Millions. Only $345 million prize for the Powerball tonight, and your odds are quite a bit better than the other one. 292 million to one that you could win the Powerball tonight. Of course, if you live in Alabama, you have zero chance unless you cross state lines. But that's what's going on with the Mega Millions in the Powerball here in the United States. Bunch of money there. 7:10 now. We'll check news on the news headlines for this Wednesday morning with Kelly. And coming back, got your sports on the other side.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An accident in Monroe County involving a log truck claims the life of one person. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Tuesday, just before 6 a.m. at Alabama 21 and Monroe County 42, 79-year-old Willie Earl Smith was traveling west in his vehicle when he was hit by a Peterbilt log truck traveling northbound through the intersection. 48-year-old Mitchell Chandler has been identified as the truck driver. As for Mr. Smith, he was wearing his seatbelt, though he was pronounced dead on the scene. This crash remains under investigation at this hour. The first pediatric flu death is being reported in Florida this flu season. The child did not have their vaccinations, and we now know they died between September 30th and October 6th. That's according to the Florida State Health Department. That agency also confirms the child did not have any underlying medical conditions. This death is the first influenza-associated pediatric death reported in the state of Florida for the 2018-2019 season. Influenza levels across the state remain at a low level, but are expected to increase in the coming weeks. Some 80,000 people in the U.S. died of flu last year, the most deaths in at least four decades, and more than double the average yearly fatalities attributed to the illness. About 80% of those who died were unvaccinated. The CDC recommends yearly flu vaccinations for people ages 6 months and older. People should be vaccinated by the end of October and before the flu begins spreading in the community. And the CDC says that it takes about 2 weeks after vaccination for antibodies that protect against the flu to develop in the body. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A longtime teacher and school administrator at Faith Academy was killed Tuesday in a hit-and-run crash in West Mobile. Charlotte Skoda died when she was hit head-on by a man who was part of a domestic violence situation at the Walmart on Schillinger Road moments earlier. The suspect tried to carjack someone who saw the crash and stopped to help. Mobile police arrested the suspect. He was taken to a hospital and will be booked into jail after he is discharged. A restaurant in Navarre is collecting hurricane relief supplies to deliver to some of the hardest hit inland communities. East River Smokehouse on Navarre Parkway is asking customers to fill a truck with non-perishable supplies. The supplies will be delivered to communities north of I-10 on Saturday.
Businesses in Navarre and the community in itself have a lot of members that live up there, family members. And
this is the last day to drop off supplies at Nexus Cinema off Cody Road in West Mobile. A local fishing organization, Alabama Fleet, will take your donations from 8 to 5. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're like most of us, you got balance on your credit cards and a higher interest rate than you'd like, and those interest rates are going up, of course, as all interest rates are going up. So why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? How about today? LightStream offering credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day that you apply. Now, LightStream believes people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. I mean, that's why you work on a great credit rating, right? Plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Hey, and y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is when you go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags!
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
717 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Rolling Tigers Booster Club and JP Services.
Hey, Tiger fans. For fun or business, JP.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Okay, welcome to Wednesday. The Auburn football team takes on Ole Miss Saturday morning in Oxford. Head coach Gus Malzahn on his approach and his motivation entering this game.
I feel like I'm coaching for my players for the next game. I mean, we got to finish this thing the right way. I really expect us to do. Are we disappointed? Yes, we're disappointed. I'm disappointed. Our players are disappointed. I know our fans are disappointed. But we got to get through this, and we are going to get through it. And the way you get through it is finish strong. And that's what we're going to do.
Auburn has won the last two against Ole Miss. This year's contest kicks just after 11 a.m. Saturday, and we're working on some fantastic guests for your pregame coverage Saturday morning. Now a message from Alpha Insurance.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
Auburn volleyball travels today. The Tigers meet Missouri tomorrow night in Columbia.
We always seem to have a really tough battle with them. They've got a lot of new players from last year, transfers that came in. But again, they've got a lot of talent. I think we just got to focus on us and make sure we bring our best game and go to battle.
That's head coach Rick Nold. After tomorrow's match, the Tigers will be at home for three in a row and five of their next six contests. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Hey, Tiger fans. For fun or business, JP Services will take care of any screen printing, embroidery, or promotional products needed for your next event. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com. Whether you're looking for specific promotional items or just browsing for ideas to motivate your staff, MyTailgateStoreOnline.com is your website. No order is too big or too small, and turnaround is quick. Personalized gifts are a great way to thank a customer. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com or call Jan at JP Services, 605-8573. That's 605-8573. Three.
Mark your calendars. It's the 5th annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Support Auburn University Wheelchair Basketball. November 14th from 6 till 9 p.m. at St. Dominic's Murphy Center. Enjoy great music, delicious food and drink catered by Bay Gourmet, and be entered for the $10,000 drawdown. Tickets are $100 per couple and are available at Rim Animal Clinic. A great time with great people supporting Auburn Wheelchair Basketball and a chance to win $10,000. Don't miss the annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Call Rim Animal Clinic for your ticket today.
All right, 720 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and right now it's time to check in with Larry Kirby with LCM Motor Cars. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Dalton. How are you this morning?
I am doing fantastic, and I know you guys out there at LCM Motor Cars are having another great day. Before the break, you were telling me about a couple special vehicles you have there.
Absolutely. One of them is a Ford 15-passenger van. It's an older van, but it's got real low mileage. It's under $5,000, and, you know, it's used for a lot of, you know, they're people haulers. But like I said, it is a 15-passenger, and they're really hard to find. The other one is we've got an extended cab Dually Dodge diesel under $15,000, so they're hard to find also.
Yeah, it sounds like a couple great deals. How's the rest of the inventory looking?
The rest of the inventory is great. We got our third seaters, we got cars, we got trucks, sport utilities, so we got a full array of inventory.
And what kind of financing options do you have there at LCM?
Multiple choices. We got numerous credit unions, we got different finance companies, we got local and country, you know, and around the country finance companies, so we can handle just about everybody's needs.
That's some good stuff, Larry. And where can people find you?
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Right now it's time to check traffic on the way in. Here's Kane with your update.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Still seeing some heavy fog from 181 and I-10 over towards Daphne and across the Bayway. Watch your speed. Got about a half mile visibility now, but the good news is a few accidents we've had are in the clearing stages, including McFarland Road at Cottage Hill Road right at the intersection, also Airport and Mont Lamar at Government and Demetropolis. At Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile, you'll receive a 5-day trip to the Caribbean for two. Just fill out an application, bring your initial deposit, and you receive the gift after closing on your new home at MobileHomeCenter.ms. And I'm Kane with at the Talk 106.5 traffic.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
This time of year is prime for Atlantic hurricanes. As such, it's a good time for you to plan ahead and be prepared for natural disasters. Review, update, and practice emergency plans in both personal and business situations. Keep a duplicate set of key documents in a safe place away from the original set. Doing so is easier now that many documents can be stored electronically on a device like an external hard drive or USB flash drive. It's a good idea for you to photograph or video the contents of your home. Documenting these items will make it easier to claim available insurance and tax benefits after a disaster strikes. If you're unable to obtain a copy of last year's tax return, you can get one by going to irs.gov and using the Get Transcript application.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, are you driving up for the big game this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingen's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, we'll treat you like family. call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
725 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's 69 degrees outside our studios here in Mobile. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, we'll have your full weather forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He'll give you an update on the remainder of the week and the weekend. Also, don't forget, check out on fmtalk1065.com all the details on the Ultimate Tailgate Prize giveaway. Have until mid-November to register for that. A great prize. It could be all yours with still plenty of time to tailgate in football season. Hey, 725 now. Let's check the news headlines of the morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A single-engine plane crash in Opelika injures one person. The Opelika Police Department says that just after 10 p.m. on Tuesday, a single-engine private plane crashed into the edge of the woods near the entrance ramp of Interstate 85. Three people were on board at the time of the crash. Now, the crash did not affect traffic on I-85. Ramps are open, but you are encouraged, if you are a motorist, to use caution when entering the interstate. The plane will be removed from the scene later this morning. The cause of the crash, that is still under investigation. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Traffic Safety Board were notified and will be investigating this crash. As for the person on board who was injured, they were taken to a local hospital with what's described as minor injuries. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and free health screenings are being offered at various locations all month long to help with early detection. Family Health, the primary care division of the Mobile County Health Department, will join with the American Cancer Society and local Walmart locations to provide free clinical breast exams during this month. The screenings are inside the Family Health's mobile medical unit. It's a customized RV complete with two exam rooms. So your next opportunity to get a free exam is tomorrow, Thursday, at the Walmart store in Saraland, from 10 a.m. until noon. Family Health also participates in the Alabama Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program, and that provides free breast and cervical cancer screenings for women who meet eligibility guidelines. If you'd like more information, go online to familyhealthalabama.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 727 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Yesterday, President Donald Trump, referring to the growing international condemnation of Saudi Arabia over the disappearance of that Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. President Trump yesterday said, "Here we go again with, you know, you're guilty until proven innocent. I don't like that." He was talking about the rush to judgment, condemning Saudi Arabia for the missing journalist. The president said, "It depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it, in my opinion." In the days since Khashoggi's disappearance, presidents walked a fine line between vowing punishment and preserving that important U.S.-Saudi relationship. And then yesterday, in an interview with the Associated Press, the president compared the current situation to the allegations of sexual assault that were leveled against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He said, "I think we have to find out what happened first. Here we go again with, you know, you're guilty until proven innocent. I don't like that. We just went through that with Justice Kavanaugh, and he was innocent all the way as far as I'm concerned." The AP was citing an unnamed high-level Turkish official who said that Turkish forensics teams searched the Saudi consulate and found certain evidence that Khashoggi was killed there. However, Turkish sources told ABC News that there are no conclusions so far. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been in meetings in Riyadh. He thanked the Saudis for a, quote, thorough, transparent, and timely investigation. Pompeo was in Saudi Arabia for meetings with the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He offered his assessment after talks with the Saudi leadership and said that the Crown Prince again denied any knowledge of what happened to Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. More on this coming up. More on Mobile Mornings also coming up. We got your weather, news, traffic, and sports all right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The intersection of Pace Boulevard and Cervantes Street in Pensacola is back open after it was shut down early this morning while police investigated a fatal crash. The crash involved a motorcycle and a car. The names of those involved in the crash have not been released. Mobile police are investigating a shooting that happened last night in West Mobile. Police responded to Stinson Court near Cody Road. One person was shot and rushed to the hospital. No word this morning whether the shooter has been arrested. 2 days before Hurricane Michael hit, a Foley man left town without notice. A week later, his truck turned up in Tallahassee. This morning, Stephen Jones's family is confused and eager for answers. They're offering a $1,000 reward for anyone who has useful information.
I'm very concerned because it's something he never done before.
And this is the last day to drop off supplies at Nexus Cinema in West Mobile, a local fishing organization. Alabama Fleet will take your supplies from 8 this morning until 5 o'clock this evening. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
An explosive device rigged with metal fragments has killed and injured people at a college in Kerch. That's a port city in Crimea. Correspondent Matthew Chance is following developments there.
So the majority of the victims are said to be teenagers. The latest official death toll is that 13 people have been confirmed as dead. Another 50 are said to be injured, but we're receiving indications that that death toll could increase significantly.
The device went off in the school's cafeteria. A top Russian official on the scene says the attacker was a 22-year-old student who killed himself. A North Carolina state trooper was shot and killed this morning. The suspect fled, but was caught and now in custody. The officer has not been identified. He was conducting a traffic stop on a Bladen County highway near the South Carolina border. Pre-market trading on Wall Street has sent stocks plunging on the morning after Wall Street's best day in 6 months. Dow futures are down over 100 points. Similar losses for the NASDAQ and S&P. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. IBM's streak of revenue growth has ended after three quarters. The computing giant reported quarterly revenue that fell 2.1% from a year ago, snapping a brief return to growth that had ended nearly 6 years of shrinking sales. The report unnerved investors, raising questions about whether IBM had put its difficult years firmly behind it. IBM shares down almost 4% in pre-market trading. According to a complaint filed by advertisers, Facebook knew of problems and how it measured viewership of video ads on its platform for more than a year before it disclosed them in 2016. A group of small advertisers alleges the tech giant engaged in unfair business conduct by disseminating inaccurate metrics that significantly overestimated the amount of time users were spending watching video ads. More banking executives have pulled out of Saudi Arabia's financial conference with the heads of HSBC, Credit Suisse, and Standard Chartered, canceling plans to attend next week's event. They join many others from the U.S. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me. As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Norwig. 69 degrees outside of our studios here in Mobile. Right now it's time to talk with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning.
So how is it looking for us for the rest of the week? Are we going to continue to have some of these high afternoon temperatures, or will it start to cool down?
It is going to cool down. Yesterday we hit 91 degrees, and that's way above normal. Normal high is 79, and we're going to cool down a bit today because the cold front has moved through. It's just offshore this morning, but clouds continue all across the Gulf Coast, and they will pretty much today. But it will be almost 10 degrees cooler. I look for a high of about 82 this afternoon. And the skies will vary from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. Now, tonight, it's going to feel pretty good. We're going to get down to about 62 under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, we should have plenty of sunshine, but temperatures will be in the low 80s. So that's close to normal. And as we look ahead to Friday and the weekend, we've got some rain in the forecast because another cold front's going to move in, and this one will be cooler. On Friday, it'll be partly cloudy. We'll warm up before that front arrives. There's a chance of showers on Friday with a high of 85. Then on Saturday, we will get to about 82 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Again, a chance of showers as that front moves in. And then on Sunday, we should get some dry air, maybe mostly sunny, and we'll cool down to about 75 for the high temperature. So Sunday looks really good, and Monday also only 72 for a high with just a slight chance of a shower. So we do have some cool temperatures that will actually drop us below normal for this time of the year, but we'll have to wait till Sunday for those temperatures to occur. However, tonight we will get into low 60s, so that's not bad.
Now, I love hearing that, and I have a premonition that the weekend weather score is going to be a pretty good one coming up on Friday. As crews continue to clean up from after the devastation of Hurricane Michael, what's going on in the tropics right now? Is there anything in the Caribbean?
Well, after a very active late hurricane season, in which, of course, we had Florence and Michael, two major weather disasters, everything's quiet across the tropics. Right now, there's some thunderstorm activity in the Southwest Gulf, also in the Eastern Caribbean. The Atlantic looks real good, so right now it's quiet. The hurricane season, though, still goes to the end of November. And late October has been active in some years. So we're not totally through with it, but right now looks good.
And I wanted to ask you, at the end of last week, you were saying that Hurricane Michael might reach all the way to the coast of France once it crossed back over the ocean. Where did Hurricane Michael end up, and is it still a thing out there?
Well, it eventually moved into Europe, and it wasn't a tropical storm. It became part of a cold front. And so it's finished. And by the way, for almost a month, we had a hurricane and tropical storm, kept moving back and forth, out in the Atlantic called Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
It kept, met several loops around the Atlantic, and it finally ended up going into Portugal.
Wow, okay.
So we had a couple of big storms now that liked Europe a lot. I mean, they went on all the way across the Atlantic and ended up in Europe.
That's...
It's not totally unusual, but... It's most interesting, particularly Leslie, and the fact that it was existed for such a long period of time.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about Leslie for about a month there. So it ended up in Portugal. That's amazing to hear. We appreciate the update, Dr. Bill, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time to check traffic on the way in. Here's Kane with your update.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department now working accidents off of Cottage Hill, McFarland. Also, we've got another one at Government in Metropolis, Dolphin Island Parkway, and Gill Road in Airport Montlemar. All those going to be without injuries, and wreckers have been called out. And we still have some fog across the Bayway and the Causeway heading over to I-10, Daphne, and towards Malbus. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. It's coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get details at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we welcome back Michael Nash, who lead us through running effective workplace meetings. More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Sherry Roberts with Roberts Brothers. I have the keys to your new home. Give me a call today, 334-233-5504.
Most everybody dislikes workplace meetings. They take too long, little is ever decided. They're more for posing and posturing than for making progress. Michael believes meetings are reflections of your workplace's culture. He can watch a workplace meeting unfold and learn all he needs to know about what's working and what's broken in your business. And he has a formula for running an effective, efficient, and smart meeting. It has more to do with what's summarized than what's discussed, with what's agreed to than what's assigned. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, "Dave, now what are you gonna do?" Said, "Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go." So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
7:42 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley, I'm with you on your ride to work. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Jeff Poor from Lanyap and Breitbart. Tons of national and state politics news to talk about with the midterms coming up on November the 6th. All that and a whole lot more coming up. And right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Wednesday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you receive Social Security benefits or are a disabled veteran or have retired from the armed forces, coming up next year, you will see a boost to those benefits. There will be a 2.8% cost of living adjustment in benefit pays in 2019 for more than 67 million people here in our nation. So the Social Security Administration, they announced the increase based on the Consumer Price Index for the third quarter of 2017 through the third quarter of 2018. This is the largest increase in 7 years. The higher monthly payments will begin on December 31st, 2018. The first payable in January of 2019. So what this means is the change means the average retiree will receive $1,461 a month. Also, that means $17,532 a year. That's up from the current amount of $1,422 or $17,064 a year. The average payment for a disabled worker is $1,200 a month or $14,400 a year. Well, that goes up to $1,234 a year or $14,808 a year. A sewage overflow has dumped more than 600 gallons of wastewater into Three Mile Creek. Mobile Area Water and Sewer System, they responded to a sanitary sewer overflow on Carondelet Court. This happened October the 16th. They say that all this happened as a result of a grease blockage on the main line. Maul's crews have cleared the blockage and are taking steps to prevent future overflows at that location. Just a reminder, grease blockages, they occur when foods containing fat, oil, or grease
or put down the drain. Moz does provide free containers for grease recycling. If you're interested in getting more information or finding out how you can obtain a free container, go to www.itseasytobeungreasy.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. Quarter till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now, the three big things on FMTalk106.5.com. Hurricane Michael death toll rises to at least 26. I've seen differing numbers from different news organizations. CNN has the number at 29. The Associated Press had it at 26 at the last count. But 12 deaths from right around that Mexico Beach area from that county. And the number is currently rising. Hopefully, they don't have to raise that number much more, but that's all from the Hurricane Michael death toll after that Category 4 storm made landfall last week. Also on our website, and we'll keep this up through Friday, how to help, a guide on how to help with Hurricane Michael relief. If you want to provide some assistance to those to the east of us that were affected by the storm, whether it's by opening the pocketbook or getting some items, some non-perishable items or items for child care, anything like that. We have a full list linked through on our website. It's from our news partners at WKRG. They put together this great list that shows you what items people will need and where you can take them and the dates that you can take them. I know here in Mobile, they're collecting items at Nexus Cinema Dining in West Mobile. It's at 7070 Bruns Drive. Today, the last day where you can take those non-perishable items. They'll be there until 5 p.m. And the third big thing, Trump warns Honduras over that migrant caravan that's now in Guatemala, 2,000 migrants working their way up towards the U.S. border, and Trump said that he will punish Honduras if they do make it to the border. We'll talk with Jeff Poor from Breitbart and Lanyap about that coming up at 8 o'clock. Also coming up, got your sports news from last night. Baseball playoffs roll on with the ALCS and NLCS, and it was the first night of NBA basketball. I'll give you your update coming up right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A longtime teacher and school administrator at Faith Academy was killed Tuesday in a hit-and-run crash in West Mobile. Charlotte Skoda died when she was hit head-on by a man who was part of a domestic violence situation at the Walmart on Schillinger Road moments earlier. The suspect tried to carjack someone who saw the crash and stopped to help. Mobile police arrested the suspect. He was taken to a hospital and will be booked into jail after he is discharged. A restaurant in Navarre is collecting hurricane relief supplies to deliver to some of the hardest hit inland communities. East River Smokehouse on Navarre Parkway is asking customers to fill a truck with non-perishable supplies. The supplies will be delivered to communities north of I-10 on Saturday.
Businesses in Navarre and the community in itself have a lot of members that live up there, family members. And
this is the last day to drop off supplies at Nexus Cinema off Cody Road in West Mobile. A local fishing organization, Alabama Fleet, will take your donations from 8 to 5. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated.
Incorporated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Love is in the air. Carrot Patch Jewelers wants to help you start the rest of your life together with a diamond that captures her love. The friendly staff at Carrot Patch Jewelers, along with their beautiful selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, will help you make the passion last a lifetime. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design exactly what you want. Visit the Pine Brook Shopping Center or online carrotpatchmobile.com or on Facebook. The Carrot Patch, for all the little moments you cherish and the big ones too.
Good morning. This is FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In baseball, the Boston Red Sox beat the Houston Astros 8-2 to win Game 3 of the ALCS and take a 2-1 series lead. Steve Pierce hit the go-ahead home run in the sixth inning to give Boston a 3-2 lead.
There's a drive in the left field. That one going to stay fair. Pierce is watching, and this one is fair and gone. Back on top goes Sox. Steve Pierce launches one out of here to make it 3-2 Boston.
Then Jackie Bradley Jr. really helped the Red Sox pull away with an eighth inning grand slam.
Bradley Jr., a high fly ball to right. Reddick is at the wall. Can only watch a grand slam. Jackie Bradley Jr., a knockout punch here in the eighth. 8-2 Boston.
Nathan Eovaldi earned the win after allowing only two runs in six innings. Game 4 of the ALCS is tonight at 7:30 from Houston. In the NLCS, the LA Dodgers outlasted the Milwaukee Brewers and won Game 4 2-1 on a walk-off single from Cody Bellinger in the 13th inning.
3-2. Ground ball.
The Dodgers win ties the best-of-seven series at two games apiece. Game 5 is this afternoon in Los Angeles before the series shifts back to Milwaukee. First pitch is set for 4:05 p.m. In college football news, Ohio State announced Monday that star defensive end Nick Bosa has withdrawn from the school in order to devote more time to training and preparing for the next NFL draft. Bosa has been sidelined since suffering a core muscle injury during a September 15th game against the TCU Horned Frogs. The 6'4", 263-pound edge rusher underwent abdominal surgery in late September and was ruled out indefinitely. Many scouts and analysts have Bosa ranked as the top player available for the next NFL draft. His final season with the Buckeyes comes to an end with 14 combined tackles, 4 sacks, and 1 forced fumble. Ohio State's ranked second on the poll and is 7-0 overall and 4-0 without Bosa. In some NFL injury news, the Atlanta Falcons placed running back Devontae Freeman on injured reserve, likely ending his 2018 season. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reported Monday that Freeman is set to have groin surgery, but that he could, quote, potentially come back if all goes well. Freeman posted back-to-back seasons with over 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns in 2015 and 2016. Last season, he added 865 yards and 7 scores. In Buffalo, rookie quarterback Josh Allen is expected to miss at least 2-3 games with an elbow sprain that he suffered in a Week 6 loss to the Houston Texans. He will not undergo surgery, but will be week-to-week until that injury is healed. Here's some awesome news for a New Orleans hero. Former Saints player Steve Gleason and his wife Michelle welcomed a baby girl on Tuesday in New Orleans. Team Gleason Associate Executive Director Claire Durrett told NOLA.com, Steve and Michelle Gleason are happy to announce the birth of their second child, a baby girl. She added that all are healthy and happy. Steve and Michelle confirmed publicly in July that they were expecting their second child and first daughter following a successful in vitro fertilization procedure. Their first child, a son named Rivers, was born shortly after Gleason learned of his ALS diagnosis in 2011. On NBA's opening night of the 2018 regular season, the Boston Celtics beat the Philadelphia 76ers 105-87. In the first game of his second season, Jason Tatum led the Celtics with 23 points and 9 rebounds. Boston forward Gordon Hayward played in his first game since a gruesome season-ending ankle injury in the first game of the 2017 season. Hayward played 25 minutes on Tuesday, scoring 10 points and picking up 10 rebounds. In the second game of the night, the Golden State Warriors received their championship rings after winning the title for the second season in a row. They followed up that ceremony by beating the Oklahoma City Thunder 108-100. Stephen Curry led the Warriors with 32 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds. The Thunder were without former MVP Russell Westbrook.
That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. And don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 till 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
.754 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. We've got news with Kelly on the way. Right now, time to check traffic on the way in. Here's Kane with your traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still got a little bit of fog across the Bayway and the Causeway, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Delays continue near Airport at Snow, Schillinger, Moffitt, and 65. Northbound, if you're traveling up towards Pritchard and Saraland, you won't find any accidents or light traffic so far. 90, Rangeline I-10 at Theodore Dawes Road. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The 5 meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Walmart could soon pay $65 million to former and current cashiers. This is a 9-year-old class action lawsuit filed by Nisha Brown. And now 100,000 current and former California Walmart cashiers are eligible to receive part of this payout. According to the LA Times, the Walmart employees say the retailer violated a 2001 California wage order that determined that employees must be given, quote, suitable seats when the nature of the work reasonably permits. But Walmart says that the nature of the work as a cashier does not permit them to sit down. Here are some of the reasons. Well, cashiers need to move around to greet customers and look inside carts. Cashiers are less efficient, they say, when they sit down, and customers prefer standing cashiers, and providing seating to cashiers would lead to a loss of revenue. Well, the two sides in the case, they filed a proposed settlement this week, and a judge still has to approve the $65 million settlement amount. As part of the settlement, Walmart will begin a pilot program providing stools to cashiers who request them and would agree not to retaliate against workers who choose to sit down. The clock is ticking for those who love to collect rocks. Actually, more specifically, moon rocks. As a 12-pound chunk of moon rock is now up for auction, Boston's RR Auction is taking bids on the rock as part of a larger space memorabilia auction. Hundreds of items ranging from a typed letter signed by astronauts Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong to space shuttle parts all hitting the auction block. This lunar meteorite, found in Northwest Africa in 2017, is believed to have crashed to Earth thousands of years ago. Its official name is NWA-11789, also known as the Moon Puzzle, for its six parts that fit together to create the 7-inch by 5-inch piece. The piece is also unique, they say, due to what's known as a partial fusion crust. The crust was caused by heat, as the rock entered Earth's atmosphere, making it only the second lunar meteorite to display such a phenomenon. Bidding on the space rock ends tomorrow. The rock is estimated to be worth more than $500,000. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:59 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, Jeff Poor from Lanyap and Breitbart. He'll be right on right after Westwood One with the news update.